Okay, we'll resume the meeting with our next item, and that's going to be discussion on advanced planning fees. No, we did that. How about discussion on professional services agreement?
No, you're in the hot seat.
Well, so really, that's up to him. He and I are.
Well, I will. I'll do the talking on this one, and I'll keep it fairly brief because obviously the council was well aware of the transition arrangement effective July 1 with the new budget year. Is that I would take over the position of city manager and Rick would stay on board in a capacity to the things we had broadly outlined were economic development, helping with special projects like the 20-plus million-dollar cable Glenwood sewer expansion, among other improvements, and other special projects. And then someone that, in general, I can call and get input from and advice and bounce ideas off of, who has the experience and knowledge to continue to help me grow in this position. So that's the way it was built to me. I wouldn't have felt good or comfortable or accepted that promotion without that. So that's how I felt. I don't want to put that on the table. I'm assuming everyone took a look at it, and if you do look in section 1.1, the services are essentially just as I did describe. Work on industrial park leases, so economic development, working with LED on economic development related issues, working on the water, wastewater expansion projects, supporting city and management urban renewal agency, be available for phone calls and emails as requested, provide support and guidance in any other special projects requested by the city manager or the city council. So that piece is in there. I'm not sure, this. What we decided upon essentially was that, call it kind of a flat fee would allow, Rick and I, a lot of times it'll be a 5-minute phone call, or it might be an hour-long phone call, or it might be responding to emails at 11 p.m. or coming to meetings or things like that. And so when it's a flat rate, ensures that we can continue the working relationship that we have in place and that's been effective, I think, for a while. And so what we have is a flat rate. Essentially, it's going to be, call it about 10 hours a week of where, Rick will be spending time supporting the city in one capacity or another. So that's what under compensation, that's what we are getting out of that. And I think we're definitely on the very positive end of that. I think we're getting a heck of a deal. And I feel very comfortable with that. And
does Rick?
Well, it's less than we budgeted. Actually, I lowered it down because I'm so busy, and also I worry about the city, and so I want to take care of it. I'm not going to count the hours. I think that it there's a lot of things going. If the council doesn't want to do it, it's fine. I mean, I leave here holding my head high and very proud of everyone I've worked with. I met with a newspaper station doing a story. And, so if you need me or if I can help him, I want him to be successful. And I just think that, I don't think people always realize when you have a small office, you don't have things to run things to talk about. And that's what we do, whether it's a text, whether it's a whatever. And we do it every day, numerous times, and it could be 7 o'clock at night. And he answered now that he has cell service out there.
Yeah.
And, on weekends, last Saturday or Sunday, I think we had some. And so it's that you need that. They always say like a 1 or 2-man police department's failed because you don't have. And so in a place like this, this guy down here has made a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
He's learning too. But you have to have, you'll sit up there, even when he's here, we're all three, and we'll say, well, but look out for this, and what about this? And I can tell you in Sisters where you've got some of those people around, they have a bigger staff. And it is so nice where you can bounce all those things. And I don't think that needs to be, don't trivialize that, because you'll say, now wait a second, think about this. Is it worth it? Well, I don't know. You guys have to decide. I mean, if I do this, I don't do other stuff. you know, I had a project that wanted me, and I kind of told him no because I can't
don't
take
try to talk him out of it.
Well, no, I mean, I want him to feel good about it.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, because, you know, I love working here, and I'm proud of getting him here, this guy, and I don't care if it was Ken and all of you, and Don Greiner and Doug Ward, you know, you're all here, and you know, getting Ashley over from Public Works when she was a bit cranky, you know, and Patty and I were over in the office across the street, you know, in 2010, and there was only a couple of us, and you know, so it's been fun, but I don't mind helping. The other thing is, if it's a 1 year deal, but either party can leave it for 30 days or 60 or whatever it is. And so if you don't like it, or if it's not enough or too much, we can adjust it. So.
Well, my concern, I thought it was going to be dealt with at the meeting I missed. So my thought on that is, when we decided Corey would take over, it was to me with the guarantee that you would always be there, at least, you know, as long as you both felt comfortable with that, to have this going. So I think it's essential, and I want it to be fair, but I definitely wouldn't want to leave Corey without this. I just, not that he's not competent, because he is. He's a quick learner, and I've appreciated him, but we need you still, you know. I just feel very firmly in that.
Well, I was probably one of the ones that wanted to put it on hold, only because I wanted to think about it and talk about it, that's all.
And that's fair.
You know, and I wanted to check, you know, what we're getting for two people. You know, if a small little city's paying two people, but we're actually getting two for less than the price of one. You know, a city manager elsewhere, in reality, I mean, so, yeah, and you've got such a history here. You know, some things, Corey's still in the learning stages, so I think this is a great transition, and it's a great price. I mean,
and I think it's, I think it's just a beneficial to Corey, too, because we want him, we may not have him in 5 or 6 years, we don't know. But we want him to be a strong manager, feel like he's had a great foundation, and could move on if he needed to with that confidence. And I think this is like college right now. This is a building time for probably both of you. It helps you too. So,
I, one point as well is, you know, obviously to support me while I'm growing, like you said, but the reality is that there's too much work really for one person to do. I mean, I'm gonna get more comfortable showing up a little earlier and leaving a little later and answering phone calls whenever the phone rings, and I'm fine with that. I enjoy that, and I picked that up from this guy over here. But the reality is, you know, with the development picking up, with more projects on the horizon, we don't have the staff capacity if Rick just left. And I think I've heard Rick kind of say this too. If I just left and Rick was full time, you know, he would want someone to help too.
I couldn't.
So
you couldn't do it.
Yeah, you'd have to have somebody. Yeah.
And so then what do? You go hire someone half time, part time, and you know, and then all you're doing is spending your time training them.
Right.
And that's actually a very valuable.
Like I've always said in the last couple of meetings, you have a great team here. Let's not mess it up.
Yeah, everyone's working everything, so hard.
Look at the stuff that's being taking place here. I mean, the city, I hate to say this, people don't like it, but the city is actually becoming a real city.
Right.
You know? And I don't, for 1 year, we need them for the next year. there's just too much stuff in the works. But that's just my opinion.
I feel that he's an asset to our team here. I think it would be a shame that he'd walk away and leave us with sewer and water. We know a lot about this.
There you go, yeah.
So,
I would like Corey to handle that.
I'm in agreement that we need to hire him on and keep him forever.
There you go.
That's in the fine print down at the very bottom. It's real, real small.
But that's one question I had. So you answered to Corey.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to do sewer and water?
Well, that's a policy decision. That's a council decision. So we'll do our best to put the facts and figures in front of you and give you options.
Coming in with his pipe and his cane.
Well, in order to relieve him, well, we were talking about, you have to give, like, they'll say, you kind of do work on this. I just used to a purchase agreement.
Yeah.
I worked on that over the weekend. We had a couple emails and finished it up today when I got here. Corey didn't even.
No, I had to
work. And it's a 21-page lease, and we had to go in and change all the different things. And, you know, I'm looking up legal descriptions and comparing it to the maps and pricing and multiplying it all out and, you know, getting it all updated. And so she's going to send it off tomorrow in the industrial park. So Corey didn't have to spend any time on it, but I could go spend a couple hours on it. And so that's what you have to do, is to where then he doesn't have to worry about it.
And Rick's business background, among everything else he knows, situates him perfect to be taking that piece away from me, which I do not have experience in. So anyways, we've thought through the arrangement, and we feel comfortable that it's set up for success.
And the personal contacts, you can't put a price tag on that.
Oh, exactly, that too.
Yeah. That's a tougher one.
But this is, you know, this is for a few pages, but this is basically the same thing that we have with, like, Tammy.
Correct.
This is Tammy's.
Yep, this is essentially changing the services and changing the time.
I have insurance, I have my R.L. Allen group, because I do consulting, and I have a couple million-dollar policy. Actually, this kind of calls for $1 million, I don't know what it is, but anyway, I have a couple million-dollar policy, and my car, call my vehicle insurance, is like $1 million, and then I have a $3 million rider or something.
You know, because you can say nothing will ever happen, but
no.
You know, you never know.
This was reviewed by the city's legal staff.
Oh, okay.
And so they're good with the language in here. They had brought up the question of a flat rate or reverse hourly. So that's why I wanted to address that early, is that, you know, a lot of times you'll see consultants bill hourly. I think that with the working relationship we have that I've kind of talked about, that it would waste time for him and for us to have to just bill it that way. I think this is
it almost be impossible.
Well,
yeah, basically.
I think hourly would come out more than
point. Well, part of it is like, I come down for a minute, you know, you got driving time and all that, you know, you start charging, and I was like, this is, and you get too many 5-minute deals, you know, attorneys don't bill for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, and I would never keep track of it.
No, yeah, you.
Cash.
We know that much.
That'd be the worst of it, so.
Maybe we should do hourly.
Well,
just
and,
kidding.
Yeah, there's nothing you can't. I think you mentioned it. You can't take away from that bouncing everything off of each other. Mm-hmm. I've sat in one or two meetings with all three of you, and it's like, God, watch out! The ricochets are bouncing off the wall. But it's good to check each other's ideas that way, and it's a valuable tool. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, but if you're in there, you know, well, what about this, what about that, well, no, you gotta, it won't work because of this, you know, more minds are better than one, and that's a valuable asset that the city has that some cities don't have, you know, like the one city administrator with nobody else in there, you know. And it's a valuable thing. We do it all the time out at the office. You know, I've got three people out there bouncing all the time. And matter of fact, today it didn't bounce one time, and it just all hell broke loose. So I did have a question on the like the mileage and the. Lodging.
There isn't going to be any lodging to speak of.
Right.
And that's what. Come down for the day.
But see, I did. I bounced it off someone else, and they told me the same thing.
Yeah.
So.
And I haven't stayed in a motel for the last month. Well, I've turned it in.
You haven't gotten any reimbursements, so I can't tell you when you stay in motels.
Yeah. So, anyway, sometimes you don't have to turn it in.
It's written in there. If you imagine that for
if I drive down, I'm going to charge a mileage, but because I'm not. can't even call it driving time. It's all included.
Yeah.
So there'd be some, if I'm coming from Sisters, it's shorter. And so it just depends in that kind of thing. One of the things you're going to get, because I'm working there, is just like when I'm talking to Tom Kimberman, when I first called him a couple weeks ago, it was actually on a Sisters issue. And then he says, now I want to talk about Levine.
Yeah.
And that happens to me on about half of my phone calls. The new interim director for COIC came to Sisters to see me yesterday for an hour. And we talked about the transit center here. My public works director public works director in Sisters, he came down, we had a meeting last week, and he informed us of something positive maybe coming out of some grants that's going to come here, but I'm not even going to mention it because it will just wait. But, and he says, oh, Rick, you ought to be happy, and I hadn't even heard I was supposed to be happy, and it was on the pine. And so, you know, you do, and then I explained to him, well, he's one of the guys that goes to the meeting that helps votes, you know. And so I said, well, this is why we did what we did. And our finance director's there. We spent 15 minutes talking about this project in Lapine. And so it broadens out your just general base of support.
Yeah.
And that kind of just comes along with it. Because, I mean, it's a small region. And Lapine and Sisters, Matters, Prangville are all kind of the four outlying areas that are smaller. And the sticking together helps.
Well, that's the other thing is what will benefit from still having you under this agreement, just like you said, at these other locations on someone else's bill, you know, and we can take advantage of. Yeah. I mean that.
Yeah, I don't see. Well, and they're getting the stuff from here. This is not, it's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
Because this city's got a lot going.
Yeah. So I never had a problem with it in the beginning, but. We got to follow the process, and so here we are.
Well, I apologize. And Corey, we were thinking that was the last meeting. We were voting like in 2 weeks ago, and that's why you have to open up.
We're actually going to vote on this.
Oh, vote on after the vote session. Because we didn't know we'd be voting tonight, and so it's like, well, gosh. And then you're not meeting till the 20th in July.
Yeah.
And from pure liability point, as I told him, I said, well, you know, July 1 until there's a contract, until the 20th, I won't even answer a phone call because someone could sue me. I'm no longer an employee.
Yeah.
And when the mayor raised the issue about, hey, you know, we didn't talk about our work session, Dennis did, I own that because we threw that together about a week before. We finished it out. And
we didn't. I mean,
I don't.
Yeah,
you know, that was not the way to do it. And so,
all comes together. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So what?
Wait till we close the work session, and then you're gonna vote on it.
Oh.
So any other comments, council? Okay. So we're done with that item. So that means we're at.
Assistant city manager.
Assistant city manager.
Oh, discussion on.
Yeah. Oh, that was. I used to put on there is that there was a discussion at the last meeting about doing a review. The mayor was pretty adamant about that, wanting to have me do a review of him before he leaves as a starting point. And you remember there was some discussion, and him and I weren't sure where that ended up. And I think it was like, well, you're going to talk about it again. We're fine either way, so it's really council, whatever you want. We stay out of those kind of issues.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about a review? Would you like a review?
I'm indifferent in the sense that if a review helps the council, then I like that idea. I feel that the relationship we've had and built is that, you know, I get a review every time we have an exchange or a conversation. So I feel that the point I've gotten to is that
reviews every two.
Yeah, I know. Well, but I mean that I've learned and I've figured out how to work effectively, not only with Rick, but in this position and with the responsibilities that I've had. So I feel that I've been reaffirmed in a good way, that it would be positive, that the promotion wouldn't be happening if they weren't positive. And so for my sake, I don't need one necessarily. But at the same time, I would appreciate if it helps the council at all, you know, or if there are areas that Rick could identify that I could focus on and improve on. So
I think it's actually good.
It is probably
it's
good
been a year, thing. And then you're going to do, we're going to start doing them in January.
Every January, correct.
So in 6 months, you guys can do one on him as your manager, and that's a six-month review, and that's what you want. And, you know, and then all the staff will get another one in January is the plan.
Every year in January.
And,
well, and for me, I seem to be talking a lot tonight. two, during that same session where we talked about Rick taking less time and you coming on full time, he went through everything. He talked about everything that you're doing, you know, that you needed maybe a little more work on his favorite thing.
Code enforcement.
And so to me, we basically went through that at that time, or that would I would be satisfied with for now, and then look at January. So, but that's what I basically thought that was, just working through the review, where you were, how you felt about each thing as we went through it. So I did appreciate that.
Yeah. How long would it take you to do a review? So I don't want to belabor this issue if it's something that Rick,
you know, our review form is, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, it's like in the different categories of public relations and, you know, interaction in the office. It's all the categories. It's, you know, you work around people. You get phone calls. You get emails. You read their letters. You do all. You kind of get a feel real easily about, you know, what they catch on, what they don't, where it's all headed. And I think it's been a year. As a city, we need to do that. And
has it been a year?
I think it, and my view is it's the principle of the thing is that we didn't agree on to do this before. This is a last minute thing. I mean, I think it's a waste of time. It's the principle. It's just a total waste of time. It's not even feasible unless you need something on record. I mean, Corey's going to be Rick's boss. I mean, so what do you think he's going to get for a review? It's going to be A+ all the way. I mean, so to me, it's just totally ridiculous, but I like the 6 months thing.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, I think with the recommendation that I made at the last meeting about getting the January in effect, you know, that would be, I would have been here for a year and a half without a review, and I think that's not really what we want. So again, going back to your original question, Karen, I think it benefits the council. And so with that, I think you might as well. Instead of us kicking this around for another 5 minutes, you could probably do the review of that.
Well, this be like we did before, where it comes out on email and we talk about things?
No, this is one because I'm doing it as he's the assistant city manager.
Okay.
So what you will do in the future, you would have one with him as manager, and you will do that amongst yourselves. And then there's a lot of ways to do that.
One thought. When Ken was talking about that, some of his thought was, most generally when you hire somebody, that's the way they get promoted, is on those reviews, or where they get their money is from those reviews. Those reviews also can go with you when you decide to go to bigger and better. That was his point, okay? I don't think it was something that he thought was a real necessity. I just think that he was asking the question in whether or not you felt you needed it, and whether or not the council thought that we needed to do it. I think it was just a question. But for when you get raises, a lot of times a review really comes in handy on that. And I think that's where it was coming from. Only because of a little conversation that I had had. But for me, it wasn't necessary. But if you thought it was necessary, then we needed to think about it.
Yeah, I want to do one. And since he, actually the council wouldn't normally make a decision on, you would make one on me, but you might make one on him, because today he is assistant city manager.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we probably need to do it, and he said he wants it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would say just leave that all alone.
Just drop it in.
Love it when
a
plan comes together. Okay. Next is a discussion on the 40 hours for management.
Yeah, so what that's about, when we basically hired him and him, they're exempt employees, so they don't get any overtime. And so what most cities do, or any entity where you don't get overtime, they basically don't keep track of hours to kind of, is what you do. So what you do is you give them, like tonight, they're sitting here. Patty is an example, or Ashley, they're getting paid. No, they're on the clock. He's not on the clock. His wages aren't going to go up a dollar for being here tonight, nor are his. And we have meetings twice a month, and you got planning meetings sometimes. And so what you do is you give an extra week's vacation a year. It's for management. So you have the other, we have PTO here for sick/vacation, and then people that are exempt, and they're the only two we would have, then they get an extra week, and that would be the normal way of doing that. You don't want them getting to where they're punching clocks and even thinking like that, because it just, you need them. They may be here till 5:30, they may go home at 4:30, they may be here on Saturday, they may be here, you know, whether in Corey, especially if he's at a chamber event at 7:30 in the morning, he's representing the city. If he's at the Frontier Days, the fact is he's shaking hands and people are coming up and talking. You work in the grocery store. It's just, so that's kind of what that was. And we never formally, before I leave, these are kind of things I wanted to get the council approval so we could put it in the personnel file, that you guys support giving them a week's management leave. And you can reevaluate that in the future. And today, we talked about, yep. You can give a report on that, but maybe take this up. It's a little side thing with step system and all of that.
For Jake, it's not the council's business. He's hired and everything, but do you have a formal contract?
We have no contract.
Well, he wouldn't have a contract. Right. At his. Now, Corey and I talked about if it could be you want a contract. I was giving him advice.
No, I know where you're going.
He wants a contract.
Of course. I mean, at this stage,
He can maybe do that. You should. What you guys should do is maybe between now and January, kind of tell Corey, talk to Jeremy, that you should have a contract. City managers have contracts.
Right. That's what.
And so we have, and I talked about it, but we were doing this transition, and again, we were like,
we couldn't get it together.
Okay. So I would say maybe your goal should be, let's have Jeremy help work up a draft, and if I need to help work with that, it's one of my jobs. But he, normally, a city manager, before he ever took the job, would have a contract that would outline, because so he just got reassessed his salary, but he's not at the top of the pay chart, what's he get next year? And normally some of that stuff is kind of outlined, you know, and with Jake, him and I talked, he knows where he goes when he gets this and that a little bit. And then we'll work on the salary schedule, but you should have a contract.
Well, and that's where some of your review would reflect what's in the contract.
Right. I mean, that should be in the contract.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think you want one, or if you thought of it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no. Otherwise, I literally could be fired.
Yeah.
The council could decide they wanted to fire me.
Yeah. Right. It protects both.
So,
it really does.
And it puts it all on the table. It outlines.
When this whole thing came up, I was like, I'm sort of shocked that he didn't have one.
Well, we would have if it kind of went differently, but we talked about it.
It's nothing you just should have one.
That's right. All. And it just, the way things evolved at the time,
Right, it
just happened.
Right.
And really the council is probably to blame for that, but we're rectifying that right now.
Right, so. As we're doing all the rest of this stuff. Yeah. So let's make sure we have that there.
So maybe then coming out of this, what we're saying, well, the management leave is, and we can actually vote on that if you want. We can vote on that if we want during the meeting.
Oh, true.
Because to say, you know, we're authorizing Jake and him, 40 hours management leave. Yeah, because we have a meeting. A meeting.
After this.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And then the contract, though, I think what you're saying is a consensus that now he knows, we know, you know, that the next 6 months we need to get a contract for him. City managers, you know, they tend to come and go based on elections.
And
it has very little to do with.
Can we put in that contract that he, when you're done with Sisters, he's not allowed to go there? Just a thought.
Yeah. I want a contract too.
No, sorry.
I don't want one.
No. If. I'd want the extra week vacation.
Yeah. Yep.
And one thing I was joking. It has run through my mind, but I was joking. But we do have to realize. I mean, Corey's a young guy, and sometime down in the future, he's going to leave.
That's
right. So let's not take him. You know, let's give him a contract. Mm-hmm. Put him under contract to keep him here. You know,
for the time being.
For the time being.
I'd like to hang around a little bit longer.
Yeah, I'll tell you, consistency is really important. It's by having the council be consistent and not having so much turnover, and then having staff being consistent is key to success.
Well, two of us have lived through that, and two haven't, and it's not fun.
Okay, so I think you're good on that.
You haven't been here long enough.
Oh, I'm over here. Spacing out. So other matters and no other matters that I know of.
Public.
Yep.
Public comment.
Yes. That's what they're telling me. Public comment. Anyone have public comment?
Don Greiner, I live in Preston Creek, and I thought I'd like to bring something to your attention. Right now, there are three new homes under construction in Preston Creek. One of them is being built by Polish, and I happen to talk to the guy that's supervising it nearly every morning when he comes by, and he told me this morning that there's a house right across from us with a three-car garage that they said they thought they were going to close on the building today, and it hasn't even been roofed yet. I mean, it's just under roof, the construction. So then there's another parcel that they requested a setback on the property lines, and both adjoining properties belong to Polish. There was an administrative decision to approve it. However, now it's going through the legal process to make sure all the other properties are notified. So it looks like Crescent Creek is growing. Then there's another little thing. Rick, I kind of went around behind your back.
That's fine.
If you'll remember several months ago, I talked to the council about perhaps trying to encourage Crescent Creek Homeowners Association to do some cleanup, and Rick just about went through the ceiling. Oh, we can't do that! So I'll tell you what I did. I called Dennis, and because he wasn't here, he didn't know all this. And I called Dennis, and I said, Dennis, you know, I think it'd be nice if you'd call the Homeowners Association and talk to them about put the shine on Lapine, and be very nice to them and tell them that it would be nice if they would join in. Well, I don't know whether Dennis talked to him or not, but I'll tell you what, within 2 weeks we had people down there cleaning up, and they really made an improvement in front of our area. So, Dennis, if you did make the call, I thank you very much, because I've been trying for 3 years to get them to do something they haven't done. So I just thought that you would like to know that
sometimes shine on Lapine has more power than the city.
Exactly. So I wanted you to know that Rick isn't right 100% of the time.
Well, I thank you, to get that done, the last person they would want to hear from is the city government. But a volunteer elected official, that'll get it.
Great job. Anyway, thank you.
Well, they didn't do as much as I thought.
And I sent an email to them today and thanked them too and said that I really appreciated
it. They have more work to do.
What they've done, and I told them the other things that needed to be done. They said, well, we can't do it this month, but later.
Well, you've got a new manager.
Yeah, I just found that out today. When I sent the email to the old guy and the new one answered me. And incidentally, I've asked Corey if he would walk through Crescent Creek with me so he knows what Crescent Creek is like. And one of the things that bothers me about the ordinances that you passed at the last meeting about whose responsibility it is to clean up along the sidewalks and everything. What constitutes a sidewalk? What constitutes a sidewalk? Does a sidewalk have to have curbs, gutters, and all of this? Or can it be a trail with made of asphalt? And if so, is a homeowners association required to maintain theirs or not? These are some of the things.
That's a planned unit development, and that was all in the approval process, and that you just look in the file. Planned unit developments like Sun River, Black Butte, or any of those, they tend to take care, because they tend to do paved bike trails and things, and they're usually maintained by the HOAs. And so, again, those bike trails in there, those were all built and maintained, I believe, but that, I don't have the documents in front of me. But my guess is it's part of the planned unit development, so it's responsibility of the HOAs. Cities don't generally go in and take care of winding trails in and around. That doesn't mean that it isn't, but
if you have a straight trail, and on this side it's private property, and on this side it's a street, is that considered
again, if it's outside of a PUD, planned unit development, it normally would be it's the same as a sidewalk. I don't know that the material that it's made out of is the defining thing. If that sidewalk that's called the trail that's along the front of Huntington, if you were just a regular neighborhood like Crescent, like Huntington Meadows, it would be the responsibility of each lot. But the way that when you get a planned unit development with clubhouses, it's a totally different deal. You're comparing apples and oranges. Crescent Creek is a planned unit development, and they then make up their own rules, and it's all different.
They should have the rules right there.
But what's your question, I guess, is it?
Well, my question is along the back section of Crescent Creek, there's a home sitting here, there's this trail, and then there's the street.
Okay.
And it goes right straight through, and it would appear to me that under the rules that, or under the ordinance that was passed, that the homeowner would be responsible for maintaining the sidewalk in front of his house and also the curb area between that and the street. But that isn't going to hold, is that right?
I don't.
We'd have to look at the data.
And we don't try to invent problems. I mean, if there's some issue comes up, are you saying it's in front of you? But if you're just worrying about it for a neighbor, I mean, let them worry about it. I mean, I think I don't know what you would want. Don, I don't know.
Yeah, Don, come down and talk to him about that.
Well, no, I've cleared. As far as I'm concerned, that's all. I'm not trying to pick on anybody or anything else. No,
you're
not trying to get.
We just don't shoot from the hip on any of this stuff.
Okay,
that's dangerous.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
My lips are sealed.
That's what I was afraid of. Okay then, staff.
I'll keep it quick. Rick kind of mentioned briefly that we had a conference call today with a company that does salary schedules. So what they do is they put in place, you know, you're this position, and these are the steps, and these are the pieces that are built into that. And what they do is they look at, you know, say 6 to 8 other cities of comparable size, you know, a few in the region, Central Oregon, and maybe some on the other side of the mountains, and they put together this methodology for the city to adopt, and we currently don't have one. So what we're going to be putting together real quick is a RFQ to go out, probably keep it open for a few weeks, see if there's not a lot of companies that do this, but see if anyone else submits a proposal. And then if this company is the only one that submits, that would be easy, we'd go with them. But anyways, this will be something that you'll see on the horizon in the next couple months, few months. And it's just, it's a good internal management practice that we can do. So that will unfold. And then also I want to mention real quick, and I'll call each of you individually about this, but I'd like to have a work session on July 13th. Preferably maybe in the afternoon. It should be quick, maybe an hour and a half. There will likely be an ODOT agenda item on there. And then the other half would be, I want to go over the city charter and the city council rules and procedures, and talk about some of those roles, because I think it benefits me, I think it benefits new councilors, I think it benefits the public, I think it benefits everyone. As a refresher of this is what we are as a city, and this is what the roles and responsibilities are. So, like I said, July 13th in the afternoon, time hasn't been set. I'll call at each of you and kind of check in on when, if it works and when it's best. So, look for that in the next week or so. I'll get in touch with you. That's all for me on staff comments.
Back on your steps.
Yeah.
Is that something, would the League of Oregon Cities have anything?
Probably not.
Okay.
No. Now, what they told us to do is to give them a list of about 8 or 10 cities.
Yeah.
Kind of our size, a little bigger.
They call around and do the research.
And then they do all the research.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like an arm's length. And, you know, we're talking about a 5-step scale. And then we want to have a utility worker 2, so that we have one of our employees wants to move up. And kind of what we want to do is have someone else that's certified, so we don't run into the problems we just had, and those kind of things. And for, we got, you know, a couple of employees, well, even 3 if you count Mike, and they don't know their step. All they need is a COLA. We talked about, so you know, we want to kind of create something that will work. So
yeah.
Then they'll come up with that, and then you may end up with a committee, maybe of a couple council people. You don't have quorum, but to talk about kind of where you want to fit in there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so that, because you know, you're going to have one city that's paying X and another one low, and of course the employees see that. They, we know where they gravitate.
Yeah. Right.
Low end.
Yeah, you don't have to ask. You do not have to ask. And so you decide we want to be in the 50 percentile is how that comes across. I've done that as a Jefferson County Commissioner. We did it. You know, do you want to be the 60 percentile? So there's some lower, some higher. And it could be what you'll find is maybe one person, you know, is 20% underpaid, someone else is 10% overpaid. And so then you'll do this phase-in transition to where you work to move the one up, and the other one maybe doesn't move along, and that's kind of what you do. And then you follow that, and when an employee gets hired, they can look at it. And that we've lacked that, and that we've needed that.
Mm-hmm.
Another step.
Another step.
Yep.
Being a real city.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it?
That's it for staff comments.
Yeah.
Council?
Yes. I turned on the radio today. I hear Corey and Jake on radio.
Yes.
And they did a great job. Again.
Were they a comic show?
It was, I think, if any of the public could listen to them, half of these phone calls would be, you wouldn't have them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just informative stuff. And they did a great job together. And they gave out a lot of information, and it was great. I wish, you know, they could have more shows and more people would listen to it, you know?
I came in here, and they actually had it on in the office.
They did.
So everybody could hear it here. So
you can go. They tape that, so I can go listen. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a good radio show.
Mike Ward was pretty excited. I heard he heard his name on the radio today.
Wow. And they do a good job, and it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, when they pulled in the parking lot, they were laughing so hard that they almost missed the parking spot.
Jake was driving.
Anyway, good job, and Jake, again, great teamwork.
I love the trees. They look so good.
New ones?
Yeah, the new ones, and I love the contrast. It's nice to have something beside green, green, green. That's fabulous. And the trailers need to go. Those are my two comments.
Well, I can just tell you what I told him. We sent him a code violation notice.
And we got it back. We got the certification back that they received it.
What trailers?
The industrial site.
So I
told him that they needed to leave the city, and they could be transplanted somewhere else outside the city limits, and the reasons are that number one, he's going to need a conditional use permit. Number two, he's in violation now. We generally aren't going to move forward on an application for something when you have a pending violation. Number three, the OLCC is not going to want to give someone a license to grow medical or recreational marijuana when you are in fact are in court. So those were I just kind of helped him out with his thinking, and he was very agreeable. So he's going to come up with a plan to move those off the property. The first plan was to move them around on the property, and that's where I said that I just didn't think that's good for him.
Yeah.
You know, in his best interest, he wants to try to do this right, and he's going to apply and go through the process to get approved and go through our site plan, and so he knows he needs to move them. So he's got to get a truck. I mean, something's not happening tomorrow, but in the next month or so, he plans on finding a place and getting them out there, and so I trust him at that. And Corey can call him tomorrow just to kind of get a verbal on that. But to my face, he said he would take care of it. And you know, 90% of the time, people do. You know, and he wants to move forward in his business. So I would think it'll happen. Now, if not, we'll go.
Yeah.
But he seems sincere. And,
okay. Thank you.
So see. We already took care of it for you.
Yes, I won't have to do the second.
Here.
Good meeting.
Okay. Just a reminder, you know, the 4th of July activities are coming up, so I imagine staff will be pretty busy, doing everything, making those appearances.
Oh, yeah.
Everything, so that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to be in the rodeo again? Opening?
I haven't heard. I'll let you know if I do, because I'm working with them on a veterans project.
Okay.
So I'll ask them that. And the car show is this weekend.
Yeah.
That's all I got. So, yeah, excellent.
Look at the public works trucks. You've got the new boxes on, and then you're going to go in there pretty soon to get lights, which
Tuesday.
We've been trying to get for that whole project for a year. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it looks good, and then we all looked at it today.
I'm using their truck as a template, and what we like or don't like, we'll mimic on my truck.
So when they go out to a job, they can open a compartment, the tools are there, the parts are there, and otherwise they would have to run back to the shop to get them.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't a true service truck.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will be nice.
It's nice to have you around. Really is.
This is pretty simple stuff. Don't give me too much credit.
Okay.
Your face is here.
Do you like your job so far?
I do.
Yeah. He's jumped in.
I'm sleeping a lot better now at night.
Yeah.
Well, I did see him earlier today. They were out working on one of the light poles out here, putting a banner up or something. And they had the youngest employee,
of course,
up on top.
Well, we slipped. We did four of them.
Okay. Because it was pointed out that the older employee doesn't bounce as well as
he's not climbing.
Employee. No, he goes in the
way. One more thing, that store, because I was gone almost 2 weeks. Gosh, it's moving along.
That's huge, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
He's just doing the one half right now.
My understanding is they're gonna build the entire building, and then I actually think there's been the tenant improvements, which is all the permits through the county for what the inside's gonna look like. We, the city, we don't deal with that, but still they gotta work with Deschutes County on that. And so I don't know. I think one's going to open before the other, but I get them mixed up. And I think they're.
I think it's the Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree's going to
open. They want to open for Christmas.
Yes.
Grocery store, it's not as big a deal.
Yeah. That's what somebody told me. So it's all in the same building.
Correct. Well, there would be two buildings. I mean, there you'll see the wall. There's a wall going down. You're going to see it.
Oh. It looks like one building.
Oh, well, it looks like, but you'll see there'll be a brick wall by
right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I think you can already see it.
The grocery store's got a lot of mechanics, you know, floors.
They've got refrigeration and all that stuff. I heard
them. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it will be. And they're going to match the streetscape on the west side. Okay. So they'll have the sidewalk and the house wells and the street trees and all that. So it'll be a little teaser of maybe something to come soon. So we'll talk about that.
Okay. Someone with a motion?
Do we have to do that?
You need to adjourn the work session and you're going to go into a special.
Make a motion. Adjourn.
So move and second, all in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Now call the
special session
to order of the City Council, and we'll take roll call.
Kathy Egan, here.
Dennis Scott, here.
Karen Ward, here.
Steve Martinez, present. We've already done the flag salute, so staff.
First item is the adoption of Rick's agreement. So it would be an motion to authorize the professional services agreement with RL Allen. Sorry, Stu.
I move to approve the professional service agreement with RL Allen Group.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Since that's the only item.
We want to add one more. Sorry, the authorization of the 40 hours of PTO for exempt employees.
Per calendar year.
Per calendar.
Sorry.
No.
Call me a detailist.
So do I have a motion to approve or authorize 40 hours of
paid time off.
Thank
it's
you.
PTO.
So moved.
PTO. Manager leave 40 hours.
40 hours.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Aye. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Well, thanks everyone for hanging out.